In the blue corner, we have Orthworm, standing 8 feet 2 inches, weighing in at, I'm going to say whopping again, but that doesn't say it enough, 683 pounds. What?
I did not know that. Whoa. So, damn, that is a fat worm, dude. Oh, my God. Jesus Christ. Hey, everyone. This is Fox Mickey.
This is CJ Cosmo.
Thanks for tuning in. This is the Poker World Podcast.
Podcast hosted by two guys who are probably too old to be talking about Pokemon.
Yeah, thank you guys so much for tuning in. We really appreciate it. We have a super exciting episode and a super fun episode for you guys today. As always, I'm joined by my co-host, CJ Cosmo. CJ, what's going on, man?
Oh, you know, another day. Excited to be here talking with you, Fox. Excited to address all you folks out there who listen to the podcast. And hopefully some people are tuning into this live stream. And yeah, just excited about this bracket challenge episode.
Yeah, we'll get more into the details of what we're doing here in a second. We are having more people hit us up on social and also commenting on the podcast and giving us their thoughts. We sincerely appreciate that. And if you have any thoughts, please let us know. But first, let's start this off with our segment.
Funniest thing we saw in Pokeworld today. Here we go.
Yeah, so our funniest thing that we saw in Pokeworld today is a meme about Professor Oak and him being essentially senile. So the meme says, I spent my whole life researching Pokemon. Take my Pokedex with you. ... It's empty.
You know what? I've kind of thought about this. Maybe he has all the data on paper and he's like, I don't want to enter it in the computer.
Get the young kids to go.
Take this. You don't have to type anything. Just see the Pokemon. I'll get it. You know.
Yeah. He's just lazy, or he doesn't like technology.
Well, he's also maybe reached a certain age, because like you see, whenever early on in Indigo League, whenever Ash hits him up, he's just like chilling. Like he's just like whatever.
Yeah.
You know, like he's in good mood, doing whatever, because basically he was like, I reached this age, Ash, you do my job.
That's delegate. Delegate.
Yeah, you know what? I guess that's not a bad thing. Right. Get to a certain tier, you should be able to do.
Right. All right. That is our funniest thing. Follow us on social, because we are going to be opening a Discord for the funniest things. We've had some people hitting us up about that. So we're going to open a Discord, and you guys can send us memes and funny little clips about Pokemon, and we'll just select the funniest one. So stay tuned for that.
Make us laugh. I want to challenge you guys to make me laugh.
Funniest thing. Make us laugh. Yeah. Yeah. That's what this show's about. It's a comedy show about Pokemon. All right. Let's get into the episode.
Yes, sir.
So, I am so excited about this. So we have, for those listening on the podcast, we have a bracket up of, it's a Sweet 16 bracket. We've got 4 Pokemon in each quadrant that we have randomly selected. And we are going to pick who would win in a fist fight between those two.
And we actually have 3 Pokemon in one of the quadrants up against. We wanted to include an average human man.
Right. How far can a human, if we stick them in this randomized bracket, how far does the human make it? Right.
In a good old-fashioned MMA fight.
Exactly. So let's preface this for the listeners. We're not using flamethrower. We're not using thunderbolt. Okay. It's just physical fighting. There's no dig. There's no scratch. There's no fly. You can jump up high in the air. You can grab the other Pokemon. You can use your tail.
I think I would allow maybe a throw, you know?
Yeah.
Throw a rock at somebody or like your weapon. Yeah.
You can throw. Yeah. You can use whatever you got in your hands as a Pokemon, but you can't, like Greninja, he can't use Water Shuriken.
Yeah.
Right? He can't. Like, it's just hand-to-hand MMA-style fighting. All right. So rather than list these things off, list off all the Pokemon in the selections. Let's dive right into Quadrant A in our first matchup. Kaz, give it to us.
You guys are lucky enough to hear my best impression of Bruce Buffer.
Oh, nice. Okay, I'm ready for that.
The voice of the UFC, for people who don't know. So, matchup number one. In the red corner, we have Sentret, standing 2 feet 7 inches, weighing in at 13 pounds. In the blue corner, we have Machamp, standing 5 feet 3 inches, weighing in at a whopping 286 pounds.
I have a few thoughts first, okay?
Okay.
I feel like your Bruce voice should be more gravelly. Can you do a more gravelly, like, standing?
I know what you're saying. I get
it.
So,
Sindrid
in the red corner.
Okay, let's scratch that. Less.
That was cleaner. That didn't have any gravelly.
You do way better than I would even get close to. He's got his job for a reason. We can't do it. Okay. Yes, my second thought is everyone heard Machamp versus Sentret and was like, no contest. We understand what's going on here. So how we're going to do this, Kaz will select the winner. I'll select the winner. If it's a unanimous decision, that Pokemon moves on. If it's a split, we have an argument, and then we determine who wins.
Yep. So we are basically the judges of a MMA fight without the third.
Right. So your selection in the Sentret versus Machamp contest.
Easy peasy. Machamp.
I'm going Machamp as well. There's no contest there.
No contest. No need for a discussion on that one.
Machamp advances. Contest number two in the A bracket.
All righty. In the red corner, we have Tinkatink, standing 1 foot 4 inches, weighing in at a whopping 19 pounds. In the blue corner, we have Chinchino, standing 1 foot 8 inches, weighing in at 16 pounds.
Interesting. So we have similar height, similar weight in this one.
This is a good match. This is a good matchup.
This is a good one. So you've got what amounts to a mouse versus what the hell is Tinkatink? It's a fairy type. A fairy steel type, but it holds the mallet. To me, the mallet gives Tinkatink the advantage.
A little bit of an advantage, but essentially, like, that mallet, when it's a Tinkatink, is like a baby rattle.
When it evolves, it turns into a freaking sledgehammer.
Yeah. But right now, it's still steel, from what I read.
Yeah.
But it's a baby rattle.
Right.
You know? Do you think it rattles when he's just like...
It's a baby. I don't think.
Regardless. Do you want first choice on this one, or should I go?
I do. I'm going Tinkatink.
Yeah. Tinkatink? The only reason... You know what? I'm going to challenge you on this one. I go Chinchino.
Whoa, okay. Why?
The only reason is Chinchino has this oil on its fur.
Yeah.
So when it gets hit, it kind of glances off.
You can still punch it in the face and it's still going
to
hurt.
Yeah, but I'm thinking, but it's Tinkatink. It's a little...
You take a steel mallet to the face.
Yeah, but it slides off. You know, like it hits... It's like back in the day, cornerbacks and wide receivers, everybody in football used to just grease themselves up. They probably still do. people couldn't grab it. I just picture Tinkatink going, like whacking it with a hammer and it just like sliding off.
Yeah, but if you hit it square in the face, there's no sliding off. It still makes contact with your face. Contact with your face.
That's true. But it's a little baby. He's got a baby rattle. How do you think his accuracy is on that one? I don't know. You're convincing me against, especially because the weight, which is I guess weight really wouldn't. Come into
we didn't effect here. We didn't entirely think this out. We should have had a moderator here who could split the decision. If we had more people, if you're watching live on the stream, maybe comment if we get a lot of people saying one versus the other, that would decide. But I wish we had someone that was like, I hear both of your arguments and I select this person.
Well,
so we'll flip a coin. If we split, we'll flip. We'll flip a coin.
Sounds good. Yeah, okay. Because you, well, I don't know. I would say you convinced me a little bit.
Okay, so
we
will flip if there's a split contest.
Yeah.
For the winner moving forward, but in this round, Tink-a-Tink advances.
Yep.
All right. Our A matchup when we get to that point in the second round is going to be Machamp versus Tink-a-Tink. But first, B bracket. Contest number one, Kaz.
All right. Standing 4 feet, 3 inches, we have Zengoose weighing in at 89 pounds. And I didn't say that Zengoose is in the red corner. Gosh, I would be so bad as Bruce Buffer.
Bruce is off his game tonight, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen.
In the blue corner, we have Rabska standing 1 foot, exactly 1 foot.
Bruce is off his game tonight, yeah, folks.
A little bit, guys. You know what? Okay. Anyways, Rabska weighing in at 8 pounds. So, this matchup, for me is easy. I don't know if it is for you.
It is for me as well.
Well, Zengoose, the thing with Rabska is like its little ball. They say that's like its actual body. So, like, Zengoose is super fast. You just punch that thing out of it, and it dies.
It's done. Yeah. Right. Yeah, Zengoose clearly has the physical advantage on this one. Yeah.
Speed, strength, weight. No.
Yeah.
Easy peasy.
Yeah, I'm going Zengoose.
Unanimous.
Yeah. Zengoose advances.
Easy peasy. Excuse me.
Okay. Let's move on to B matchup number two. Bruce, who we got?
I like this one. In the red corner, we have Umbreon standing 3 feet, 3 inches, weighing in at 59.5 pounds. In the blue corner, we have Swanna standing 4 feet, 3 inches, weighing in at 53 pounds.
Interesting. I didn't know Umbreon was so heavy.
I know. It surprised me, too. Yeah.
If this was an actual, like, we're picking Pokemon against one another, Umbreon all day long for me.
Yeah, with the attacks.
Yeah, I love Umbreon. But in a fist fight, you go first, Kaz. What are your thoughts on this one?
So for me, it's Swanna. Because, like, basically what it does is it uses its head as a fist. It's like, pow, pow, pow.
Right.
Bouncing its head around, it can block, it can punch, its beak is super hard.
Right.
You ever seen
a swan attack someone?
Yes.
It's vicious.
Well, I've seen, like, so we used to have these geese where I went to school. I was walking to class one time, and the little babies were crossing the sidewalk, and I tried to go around, and that mama goose was not having it. Like, 4 feet in the air, flapping its wings in my face, hissing.
Yeah, they got a nasty.
They're nasty.
Yeah.
Nasty creatures.
Yeah.
also, to add to Swanna, vicious. There we go. We added that. On top of that, it could fly for thousands of miles before taking a break. That's stamina out the ass.
Yeah. I didn't think of that. Yeah.
I think
we're both in agreement here who wins. Yeah. And it's unfortunate because I like Umbreon, but yeah, Swanna would win in a fist fight.
Well, Umbreon, because Umbreon can't really hit, can't really.
This guy's paws. It's a special attacks for Umbreon, right?
Yeah.
My dude, Umbreon, gone. Swanna advances. B matchup number two is going to be Zengoose versus Swanna. Things are getting interesting. But first, let's go to the C bracket. First, Bruce.
All right. In the red corner, we have Goldeen standing a whopping 2 feet, weighing in at 33 pounds. In the blue corner, we have Hoot Hoot standing 2 feet, 4 inches, weighing in at 47 pounds.
This one is interesting for me, actually. This one's tough. I have to think about this one. Why don't you go first? Why don't you give me your stuff, Kaz?
Well, for me, Goldeen has like an attack. Hoot Hoot's primary use, especially in the anime, is like a timekeeper.
He's yeah, like a clock. They're going through the forest, right? And there's these illusions, and Hoot Hoot can make the illusions. It can expose what's happening. So yeah. You have to have a Hoot Hoot to get through. But if the Hoot Hoot is fighting fisticuffs, throwing fisticuffs with someone, It's got its little flappy arms, and it's got the little pointy things on its head, which I actually don't know if those are like... I feel like they're just ears. Like, you can't stab an opponent with that.
I don't know. I feel like when it evolves, yes, those horns look knocked out. Horns look like they could do some damage. But yeah, Hoot Hoot looks pretty soft.
Yeah, I'm going with Goldeen. It would jump and it would use the horn on its head and just stab it.
Yeah.
We're in agreement there. Yeah. Goldeen.
Easy peasy. Hoot Hoot is like, I mean, in the anime, they mainly are just like, yeah, this is a great clock.
Right.
So I didn't really see it as much more than that.
Yeah. I just watched the, side note, I just watched the, in the Johto series, the anime, I just rewatched that episode with Noctowl. Noctowl uses an illusion on Ash, and it's just holding a rock, thinking it's Pikachu. And Ash lifts up the rock. He's like, wow, Pikachu, you put on a lot of weight.
It's so heavy.
Brock and Misty are like, what the hell is Ash doing?
What's wrong with you?
Yeah. Side note. Okay. So we've got Goldeen advancing in that contest. Let's move on to C bracket number two, Bruce.
All righty. In the red corner, we have Primarina standing 5 feet 11 inches, weighing in at 97 pounds. In the blue corner, we have Orthworm standing 8 feet 2 inches, weighing in at, I'm going to say whopping again, but that doesn't say it enough, 683 pounds.
What? I did not know that. Whoa. Damn, that is a fat worm, dude. Oh my god. Jesus Christ. Okay.
I mean, does that like answer the question for you?
That completely changes my mind on this thing. Yeah. That thing would just smack Primarina
and to fight. Add to it, so Orthworm's body is entirely made of metal, and when it like feels threatened, little arms pop out metal and punch people.
Okay. Underdog. Orthworm. Damn. Okay.
Surprising. Yeah. But.
So that changed my mind completely. Yeah. I did not know that going into this. So I would select, based on that information, Orthworm.
Hands down. Yeah. 683 pounds, man.
Orthworm. So we've got in the C bracket, Orthworm versus Goldeen.
I'm sure you guys can guess where that's going to go.
this is turning out well. I like this. Okay. Let's go to the D bracket. Our first matchup, Bruce.
In the red corner, we have Quagsire standing 4 feet 7 inches, weighing in at 165 pounds. In the blue corner, we have Arctavish standing 6 feet 7 inches, weighing in at an actual whopping 386 pounds.
Yeah, this one, I think this one's easy for me too.
Me too.
Arctavish, though, doesn't really have arms. It's got a little flap. So all I can do is smack Quagsire.
No, but
and headbutt.
Well, its face, it's the headbutt. Its face is made of steel.
Right.
It is 6 feet, more than halfway to 7 feet. That's its face.
That's all face. Its
face is 6 feet long. Yeah. That's just gotta be so weird.
So to me, it would be Arctavish headbutt into Quagsire would do it.
Well, and Quagsire is a pretty lazy Pokemon. I mean, you'd have to have a
just give up
hell of a coach to get it to. You'd have to have Rocky's coach. Come on, Rocky, you got this. Just yelling at him in the corner, and just like while he gets his ass beat, and still he goes back to the corner. The coach is like, "You got this." He's bleeding from his face. So I think Quagsire would get hit once and be like, fuck this, man. Go back to the water. I'm gonna go back to the water. Just chill. Just go
chill. Yeah, we're in agreement on this one as well. Arctivish advances. All right, our final matchup of the D bracket. We have our human.
Wait.
Let's call him Steve. Steve. Steve the human.
All right.
Bruce.
In the red corner, we have Steve. Standing 5'9", weighing in at 196 pounds. In the blue corner, we have Litton. Standing 1'4", weighing in at 9.5 pounds.
We've got a cat versus a human.
See, like, this would be interesting for me if the cat could scratch. That would be, like, the only problem, but
even then,
I could pick up a 9.5 pound cat and throw it.
Just kick it.
Over. Just kick it. Yeah. You could just kick it. It'd be like, meow.
We do not endorse animal cruelty on this show. This is strictly for entertainment purposes.
We do not. Please don't go kick your cat.
Yeah, but the human would kick the shit out of the cat. And it would be over. We're in agreement on this. Yes, Steve advances.
Steve gets to round two, baby. All right.
Our D bracket, we're going to have Steve versus Arctivish. Ooh. All right, so we are down to the Elite Eight.
Ooh, exciting.
Let's kick it off in the A bracket. Machamp versus Tinkatink.
Ooh.
Do you want to do the Bruce again, or we kind of know?
No, we kind of know they are. Yeah, you guys don't need to hear the heights and weights again.
Yeah, you did a good job, Bruce.
As much as I enjoyed.
Golf clap for Bruce.
Enjoyed. Thank you, guys. Yeah. I appreciate it. Yeah. Thank
good
you,
job.
Fox.
Good job. That's good job. Yes. So we have Machamp versus Tinkatink.
This is another easy one.
If this was Tinkaton, maybe we've got a conversation.
Maybe, but still so Machamp not only knows all the martial arts, every single kind, supposedly.
And has four arms.
Four arms and can throw 500 punches per second.
Yeah.
Done.
Yeah.
Done.
We have a one seed in this thing, and it's Machamp.
It's the overall one seed.
Yeah, we are in agreement here, I believe. Machamp. Tinkatink is done.
Yeah. Standing a foot at 19 pounds, that's just silly.
Machamp advances to the final four.
Hell yeah.
Bracket B. Zangoose versus Swanna.
Ooh. This one...
Interesting, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't know. My one thing, I think, is I believe they're both fairly fast. I think Zangoose is faster, but I think Swanna, with the big wings and the stamina, man, to last, I would see this in an actual UFC fight. I think it goes to decision, 2-1, Swanna.
Ooh, see, we have a split decision on this one.
Nope.
Because we're not using scratch, right? But Zangoose still has the sharp claws on the end of its hands.
Yeah, so like, yeah.
So if it hits, you're still getting the claw.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fast. So it would just land a punch with the claw. Swan, the goose, the geese Pokemon of Swanna would not be able to hang, is how I view that.
See, I disagree. I think Swanna could absorb the blows, take it for a while. Yeah, I think Swanna takes it.
Okay, so we have a split decision. We're going to flip.
Sounds good.
Heads is Zangoose. Tails, Swanna.
Sounds good.
And the flip. It's heads. What did we say heads was? Zangoose, right?
Zangoose, yeah.
You lose, guys. Zangoose advances.
That's fine with me. That's what I'm comfortable with either way.
The winner of the A bracket, Machamp. The winner of the B bracket, Zangoose. All right, we are on the C bracket. Semifinals of the C bracket. Goldeen versus the rising challenger, Orthworm.
Do we even need to talk about this one?
No, Orthworm.
Yes, easy peasy.
Easy peasy. Easy peasy.
33 pounds. 683,000.
All Goldeen had going for it was the horn.
Yep.
And we know Orthworm is steel. 600 pounds of steel.
Just made of metal, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, it would have no chance. Orthworm. All the way. Our last matchup of the Elite Eight, we've got Arctivish versus Steve. Why don't you go first?
Like with this one. So like, I'm very aware of like what Steve could do. I do think, you know what? I'm going to say, I think Steve could win this.
I'm going Steve too.
Yeah.
Part of it is because I want the human to go further in this contest. But also like, there's so much space in the face region of Arctivish for Steve to pummel, right? Just punch.
Well, yeah, but that's all metal. So Steve's not going to want to punch that.
What does he do? Sweep the leg?
No, dude, do a grab. Get around that face, grab it, smash him to the ground. One, two, three, pin. He's done.
Yeah. This might be a controversial opinion with listeners, but I think we're going with Steve, right?
Going with Steve. Submission for sure.
Yeah. Okay. We are advancing Steve. No.
Steve. Final four.
We have a final four on the A/B bracket. We have Machamp versus Zangoose on the C/D bracket. Orthworm versus Steve. Okay, let's do the A, B bracket first, cause. Machamp versus Zangoose.
I love the underdog.
Mm-hmm.
But I gotta go Machamp.
I do too.
It just...
He's a one seed for a reason.
Yeah. I mean, man, it's the forearms. Like, even if Zangoose is getting in there with some punches, like, also, B... Champ is ripped as fuck. Usually you punch him in those ribs, dude, right. He's going to be like, what was that? Yeah,
does not bode well for Steve if Steve should reach the finals.
I don't think Steve's next match bodes well for Steve.
we got a tough decision in the CD, but I am in agreeance. Machamp would advance.
Yep.
When I did this random kind of selection, I saw Machamp pop up and I was like, uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
All right, we have Machamp in the finals, as I predicted.
Yes.
When I saw Machamp pop up.
Probably every single listener.
CD bracket. We have Orthworm versus Steve.
Oh, Steve, as much as I would love for him to make it to the finals, I just don't know what he's going to do against a 680-pound metal worm. I'm trying to think of a point of attack.
Can you choke out a metal worm?
I doubt it because like right around his neck, steel. Right around his like upper neck, it looks like
That's thicker. That's also the silver part. Like Orthworm, it's not all metal. Like when you see Orthworm, for those who haven't played Scarlet Violet, It's red. It looks like a worm, but around its neck is the silver part.
Yeah.
But just underneath it all, it's just all steel, and part of it is red, I guess.
Yeah, it's all metal, just differently colored.
Differently colored metals. Yeah. It's hard to choke out a metal.
Yes,
it's hard to punch a metal, no matter how hard you punch.
So one thing I do have to say is, so for humans, if Steve really got his adrenaline going, I just saw this piece. There was this mom, her son, a car fell on top of her son, and they couldn't find anybody. This woman, 45, 50-year-old woman, lifted up a 6,000-pound car, not the entire thing, the hat. She did it. She lifted it up, but there was nobody there to pull her son out.
Right.
So she held that shit for 5 minutes.
How much does a car weigh?
Roughly, it was a 6,000-pound car. 3,000. No, 6,000. It's big. It's a good car.
An earthworm weighs 600.
600. So.
Can you pick up 600 pounds even with adrenaline and toss it so high into the air that it crashes down and faints?
No, like you could pick it up and toss it like a foot in the air.
You can
and
just then, pick it up.
Sort and of. Then an earthworm would be like, taking a ride. It's like, here you go. And he's like, thank you. And then he.
Yeah, Steve's got no chance in this.
Yeah.
Some of you out there are like, oh, I could take on a worm. Okay, go punch some steel.
So let me know how that goes.
Let me know who wins the batch. The steel or your hand.
I mean, if you're if you're flipping Hercules, yeah, you spin that thing around and then throw it out to
this is just
oblivion,
the average Joe.
But yeah, average Joe.
Applaud for Steve. Steve.
Final four.
Final four. Humans, good job, Steve.
Humans made it to the final four.
We made it to the final four. But Orthworm advances.
Yes.
So we have a clash in the finals of Machamp versus Orthworm. Interesting little matchup here.
Yeah.
We have the clear number one seed going into it, Machamp, versus the surprising underdog that I did not realize was 600 pounds of steel. Yes. Has made it, which makes sense now that I know that. Interesting combination here. Who do you got?
Well, for me, I want to say Orthworm because, as I said earlier, love the underdog. But I think Machamp is one of the like Pokemon or beings in general that could pick Orthworm up and spin him around, slam him to the ground, and then just break that metal. 500 punches a second, you'll get through. You'll get through that metal.
I agree.
No.
Yeah, I think just grab Orthworm by the tail. slam, I win!
But I'm also not, I'm not super sure at how fast Orthworm is, but I'm thinking Machamp is a little bit faster.
Yeah, Machamp is our victor, I believe.
Yep.
Are we in agreement there?
Yeah, I do want Orthworm to win that fight. I can't see more so like how
Orthworm got to
the finals was by weighing almost 700 pounds and being made of metal.
And it also had to fight a Goldeen, a Hoothoot, and a human. Not a challenging road to the finals for Orthworm. Yeah, I think we had the two strongest fighters, raw fighters in the finals. I think it panned out how it should have.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll tweet out the original bracket. We won't tweet out the spoilers of how it ended. We would love to get some feedback on that. So make sure you comment on social, comment on the podcast. You can listen on any of your favorite podcast platforms. Let us know what you think.
And send us your brackets. I'd love to see them. Who you guys think would win. I think it's fairly obvious, but as always, challenge me. Prove me wrong.
Yep. I don't think we got any of these wrong, but I would love to hear otherwise. So, yeah, again, follow us on any of your socials. Make sure you follow, rate, subscribe on the podcast platforms. That helps us out tremendously. And stay tuned for news on the Poke World Shop, which is opening very soon. We're just waiting on final samples to come through to make sure everything's quality product for you guys. You can also get Pokemon cards and Poke World swag. So we're very excited about that.
And actually, guys, the Poke World swag turned out a lot better than I thought
good.
It was
yeah.
going to.
Yeah,
yeah.
Super
Yeah, so again, appreciate all of you guys, and as Fox said, rate, like, subscribe, and we want to hear from you guys. The more feedback we get, the better we can make this show and experience for you guys.
Yeah, hit us up. We're getting more and more comments and stuff, so love all that, and we appreciate all of you for tuning in. Thank you guys so much.
Rock on, guys.